Gentlemen, again, for the record, the applicant did provide an exhibit booklet, which you all have before you. It was received in compliance with the 72-hour notice. My book just came apart. It includes a application, a copy of the deed, a site plan, an office of drinking water approval, Denrick well permits, a well field allocation application, a Stonewater Creek existing facility photos, a system map, a list of sites to be served, and proposed findings of fact and conditions of approval. I received no additional comments from any agency or individual to date on this application. That's all I have, unless you have questions.
All right, sir. We thank you. The chair recognizes Mr. Schrader again.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm still Mr. Schrader, and I still have Mr. Carball with him.
All right, then.
To the best of my knowledge, I've not been disbarred, and he's still an engineer. This application, which is 1757, is for a regional water facility to be located at the Stonewater Creek subdivision. Again, draw your attention to the three exhibits that I drew your attention to before. And in particular, this time, I would draw your attention to exhibit number 7, which shows the existing facility at Stonewater Creek. And as I alluded to a few minutes ago in my comments to Mr. Link, this is why we think we would better serve not to have fencing if not required, because we have a facility that will look like a residence rather than a well site. The next item that I would draw your attention to is tab number 8, which is the service area. And as you will note from the service area, the Stonewater Creek facility is at the southern end of this map. The Heron Bay facility is at the northern end of the map. And in a moment, I'm going to ask Mr. Carball to explain how these two will be connected and what benefit there will be for the public to having these two connected, and how it will promote the regional facility that we're asking for at Stonewater Creek. With your permission, I will go ahead and ask Mr. Carball to quickly re-qualify yourself. You are still Mr. Carball and still with Artesian?
And our offices are still at 664 Churchman's Road in Newark, Delaware.
You're a professional engineer familiar with this project and have worked on it.
Yes, I am.
If you would, please, will you describe what facility actually exists at Stonewater Creek right now and what its capacities are?
The facility at Stonewater Creek is an existing facility. I will draw your attention if you've been out there. We're not trying to fib to you. We have enhanced the photograph to show what it looks like when the grass is all grown and the trees are grown up a little bit. But that is the exact building that is here at our Stonewater Creek facility. This facility is somewhat smaller. It's a 400 gallon per minute facility. It will be interconnected, as has been alluded to, with the Heron Bay facility, which gives the two facilities combined a 1400 gallon per minute capacity. As I said, the facility is existing. There's an emergency generator outside. On this particular project, as a smaller capacity, there is no hydropneumatic tank outside. There are some hydropneumatic tanks in the building, but no bulk storage in the building.
And by bulk storage, you mean something similar to the 30,000-gallon
30,000-gallon subgrade tank that's at the that's proposed for the Heron Bay facility.
And the well water is treated at this particular site within that structure?
Right. At this facility, we do do a little different treatment. There are, as occurs elsewhere in Sussex County, there are some nitrates in the water at this facility, and we provide a nitrate removal system to reduce nitrates down to the drinking water standard of less than 10 milligrams per liter. And then we also provide disinfection with the same bleach solution, sodium hypochlorite.
If the two systems are interconnected, and that is the Stonewater Creek water facility and the facility at Heron Bay, what benefit is there to the region in which you have your CPCNs?
It provides duplication of supply. Now we can feed water from both Heron Bay and Stonewater Creek, helping to improve reliability, fire protection, pressure throughout the system. We don't like to, you know, try to run water too far in one direction. So by having water at each end, we can more reliably and more efficiently serve the area.
Now, you're not exactly limited to the Heron Bay or to the Stonewater Creek site. You could actually go further south if the necessity arose. Is that correct?
As this service area grows, and we expect that over time it will, We will probably be developing other water facilities. These two facilities will most likely ultimately be connected with the Island Farm facility that we discussed here a month or so ago.
If an individual has a home site in any of the areas that we've described in that particular exhibit, number 8, has a failing well and wants to join your system, it is possible for them to do so.
Again, absolutely.
Okay. If you don't mind, I'm not going to ask Mr. Carball any further questions for fear of being repetitive, and leave it to you gentlemen to ask us questions for anything that are peculiar to this site.
I can assure you that the chair does not mind. We'll see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you, and we'll start once again with Mr. Burton.
The same question I had before: is the chemical storage different?
This is a somewhat smaller facility, so the quantity of chemical would be somewhat smaller. The only other chemical here is we do bring in some salt. The nitrate removal system is an ion exchange, uses a salt solution to regenerate.
But the chemical will be inside the building?
Yeah, everything would be inside the building.
No further questions. All right, sir, we thank you. Mr. Gordy?
No question.
Mr. Smith?
And there are emergency contact numbers posted on this site?
Yes, sir.
And how familiar is your firm with the ongoing efforts about this wellhead protection area?
I know there are members of our firm who keep on top of that quite specifically. I am not that person, to be completely honest. But
would you like to be?
Right now, I wouldn't mind. But, I know that we deal in a regulatory environment. New rules come along all the time, and we always find ways to meet and comply with those rules. So we know that the people who create those new rules know that there are existing situations which will have to be addressed by those rules. And when they develop the rules, they develop mechanisms for existing facilities to come into compliance. So we expect that we'll use all of those aspects of the regulatory environment to make sure that our facilities comply with whatever the wellhead requirements would require.
Good answer. Thank you. No other questions.
Okay, Mr. Lank.
No questions.
Mr. Counts?
No questions.
Counsel?
No questions.
All right, sir. Gentlemen, we thank you. We'll see if anyone here has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use 1757 Artesian Water Company Incorporated? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use 1757? Anyone on the commission have any additional questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing and invite you to spend the rest of your Thursday evening with us to see if we make a decision or you may call.